to another edition of Feral and Fabulous. I am beyond excited to have the guest that we have today, Bobby Joe Harlow, who I have known for, in fact, I was thinking about that. I think I first met you in high school.
Yep.
And what year, what was it, our freshman year? Or when did you,
because you came. I thought you were my math teacher. No?
Well,
I was thinking.
I definitely may have tried to school you.
50 years ago.
Oh my God.
In fact, it would be 51 right now.
That is so crazy.
Yeah. I got to that high school in 11th grade.
Okay. I couldn't remember,
you
but
guys
you're
were
a year younger.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. You're a year younger. So is
That's
your
right.
junior year?
Yeah. Your junior year too.
Yeah. But I mean, you're a year younger. So
right.
How did that happen? How did you end up being
my
a year
mom
younger?
Held me underwater for about 2 minutes one day and I learned to read. Early age, and I got to skip the first grade.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Bizarre life I had there. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
She went to prison for a little
bit. A brief stint. Is she out?
She's dead now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, oh, my God.
I love my mom. She's funny too.
Yeah. No.
She's gone. Yeah.
No. And understand. And I will tell you, I knew that this was going to be a fun show just because. Literally from the moment I met you, and this is still true today, all these years later, you are probably the funniest person that I know. And I know a lot of funny people.
That's
I really
sweet.
Do.
That's a very nice thing to say.
No, but it's absolutely true.
Yeah.
I mean, my husband's funny. I have several friends that are very
funny.
He is funny.
I like
he
that
is,
dude.
He absolutely is funny. But I will tell you, and again, other than I think my brother Eric and Rama, I had Dr. Rama on,
right?
Who I've known since childhood.
Doesn't Rama have a sister, Uma?
Yes,
yes
absolutely.
I know her.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure.
And so, bottom line is, I realized I have known besides Eric, who I of course knew when
Kinda
he came
knew.
Out of the womb,
something like that.
Yeah, and Rama, who I have known since I think I was maybe like 9.
You said
so,
that.
Yeah, so I met him, you know, before you. But other than that, I mean, we go back a long way.
51 years.
Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly. And I know your lovely bride as well.
That's right.
Now she was 2 years younger than us.
That's right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I just remember, I knew her and her sister.
Miss Texas, 1982.
No way.
I'm not really, but she's gorgeous, right?
She is.
I put that on my website.
No, I'm
telling
you.
Introduce her like that.
Well,
people
you should.
Ask me all about.
No, she is
One
amazing.
One lady pulled up Miss Texas and said, that's her?
Oh, my
yeah,
gosh.
That's a long
yes.
time ago.
Well, in addition, and I'm so surprised, honestly, even knowing you from back then, I'm really surprised you didn't go into comedy. I mean, I really feel like you should have been a comedian. I feel like you could have rivaled the best of them.
And you know, I got lucky, Kim, to do, first of all, not only, by the way, people may not know that you were our senior class vice president. Remember that?
I do remember that. Co-vice president.
You and Jeff Kuwamura.
Yep, exactly.
Right? You'll
absolutely.
Be checking it out.
Yeah.
I was the president.
I do.
Had the record for most assassination attempts in 1 year. And also, you guys voted me class clown, so
no,
I had
but
to
you,
deal
you
with
were,
that.
And here's what's so crazy about that. The fact that you came to the school in your junior year and was our senior class president. I mean, you made friends very quickly.
I had two enemies was the key to that deal. Everybody else had, you know, cliques that hated who or this or that.
Yes.
Let me just tell you a quick story about that. So in the springtime of 11th grade,
When
it's time to put your hat in the ring, you did, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you had to decide what you're going for,
For
right?
sure, yeah.
I have a brother that you know, too.
Oh,
remember
absolutely.
Billy Jack?
Oh, I do.
Okay.
Bobby Joe and Billy Jack. It's like the theme of a movie or something like
some
that.
I think it's some hillbilly sitcom. My brother's a movie star now, but we'll talk about that.
I know.
Anyway, so he was not, he didn't love school at all.
Understand.
And so when I put my hat in the ring, our principal called me to his office and said, hey, you're going to run for senior class president, right? I said, yes, sir. And he's got a index card and he flips it at me and he goes, you've only been to class like 15 times. And I said, that's Billy Jack. I'm Bobby Joe. I don't know where he's at either. So
I did not know that.
So he joined the Navy right then.
Right. I did remember he went into the military.
Degree,
I know.
Movie star.
Yeah.
And he's a good brother.
Yeah. No, it's awesome. And the thing that's so crazy about the whole story is I think sometimes everybody finds their way eventually in their own time that's and right. in their own way. Sure. So I definitely know. I love your brother. He's you know super cool. And yeah, absolutely. It just, well, your whole, and I loved your dad as well.
Yeah,
I knew your dad. Yeah. And so talked to him on many occasions. And it's so interesting how when we met in high school, you not only meet the other person, but you meet sometimes their family,
sure.
which can be siblings and parents and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. And so, anyway,
I knew your brothers, at least Shane.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
And then, your younger brother wasn't there when we were there.
Right, because we're 6 years apart.
Okay.
So he's far enough back behind that by the time we left high school, he, and in fact, my mom had moved, and so he actually ended up graduating from MacArthur.
Oh, really?
So he would have been going to middle school
his
in the same.
His first
name again?
Eric, the
yes.
best sax player.
Well, yeah.
That I've ever known.
Absolutely.
And I've known a few.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wasn't he on one of these?
Yes, he's
yeah,
been on the
I need
podcast.
To find that one.
And
yeah.
you guys have actually played together.
Are you getting tearing up? You're,
yes,
you're getting
I am.
Sad about
yes,
what
exactly.
we're talking about.
You're breaking my heart.
Man. Yeah.
No, absolutely. No, I will tell you, the one thing I remember on multiple occasions, you actually played with my brother. You
yeah.
came up on stage
oh, yeah.
and you fit in beautifully. So, I mean, like I said, your music is fantastic. And
man,
so,
I talked to your brother about a year ago and said, whenever you're in San Antonio and we have a gig, we play about every 6 or 8 weeks. You can sit in with us anytime. He is a monster.
Yeah.
No. Monster.
Yeah.
Sax
no.
player.
He is.
Does he play the keyboards too?
A little bit.
A lot of guys do both of those
yeah.
and.
A little bit.
I play the sax like terribly, but
yeah,
I hit it sometimes.
Well, you know, that's really what I wanted to talk about because in addition to being hysterical, I mean, you're so talented in the music, you know, in the music industry and all the different things that you do. I know you teach.
Thank you.
You teach guitar lessons.
Yep.
And you teach voice lessons.
Guitar.
Yeah. Tell me.
Vocals. Bass guitar.
Oh, okay.
Acoustic and electric guitar. Piano. Drums, harmonica, ukulele, mandolin, violin.
No.
And I did have one sax student, and he was way better than me, so that lasted about a month.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I didn't. I knew
you. It widens the lane up for, like, when we were kids, many of us maybe had piano lessons from Mrs. Smith.
Yeah.
Or Rodriguez, yeah. Mrs. Rodriguez, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, I was just fortunate to be spread out at a really early age.
Yeah.
Way young.
Yeah.
And, you know, most of the people that I work for, I see about 45 a week.
What?
In my home studio. Yeah. Some families have been coming to see me from Bernie for 10 years.
Are you kidding
me? 10 years. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. No idea.
I can't retire.
No, you can't.
I don't want to.
No, and here's the thing. I really don't want you to retire. Not yet, anyway. You still have plenty of gas in the tank.
Oh, yeah, I'm way younger than you now, right?
No, well, you are.
Barely.
Well, still.
Yeah.
My youngest son, Jackson, is interested in playing guitar. And so this just happened just recently. And so he just told me the other day that he's like, I got a guitar. I was like, you what? Like, he's never mentioned that before.
That? Yeah.
And so I would love for, and he used to be in the choir back when he was in high school.
I encourage that a lot.
So I would love to get him in with you for lessons.
Sure.
And so that I told him, I said, that's going to be your like Christmas present this year.
How
is that, I'm going to get him in.
How
to
old
get,
is he?
He is 27.
27,
so
yeah.
He is my baby giant. He
How
is
about
six
that?
Foot eight.
Oh, my gosh.
So definitely you might have to charge me double because there's like two of them.
He can play two guitars at
exactly.
the same
he
time.
Exactly. He can play two guitars
Piano
simultaneously.
Right around the world.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All that set up in my studio with
my
the
gosh.
Drums, the everything.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's a really nice setup.
No, that's amazing.
Have it.
Okay. Well, then we have a deal. That is so unbelievably exciting.
Yeah.
I did not realize you literally were that proficient on all those instruments.
You know, I don't know about how proficient, but...
Oh, you are.
You know, I wouldn't...
You undersell yourself all the time.
Well, I'm just aware of other people that are monsters on their particular instruments. And even my violin students are way better than me, But I've got two of them that are concert masters. Like one of them, I was bragging about Stella one day, Stella Oko. And I told her, I said, man, you were the best in Northeast, Northside, Alamo Heights, and SAISD of all of them.
She unbelievable.
Said, you left out Comal. So, boom.
You got to appreciate somebody that understands who their audience is and who they.
I developed. You know, these are friends of mine now.
Absolutely.
For years.
Oh my gosh. Like, who's your longest student?
Probably the family from Bernie right now.
I
see three boys and their mom for 10 years now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I even got to teach Kawhi Leonard.
No way.
Way.
Oh my gosh. That's so cool.
Yeah. He didn't say much. His girlfriend did. Yeah, I don't know.
I love it. That's amazing. That's so cool.
Yeah.
So which is your favorite instrument to teach?
Man, probably the bass because it's so easy.
Okay.
I have a new bass student starting tonight.
Okay.
And I usually take off Fridays, but I can't say no. Yeah. Which one you want to learn, Matt? You pick one.
Well, he's already he was the lead guitarist for the Bloodhound Gang.
You can show me stuff that's, you know, there's a lot to learn.
Yeah. No, I'm, like I said, I would love to get you guys. In fact, we do need to figure that out. The next time Eric's going to be playing somewhere, I need to get you out and I need to get Matt out and we need to get everybody up on stage and have a jam session and then we'll record it.
Yeah. I'm telling
you, that would be amazing.
The kid's great.
Okay. So your favorite to teach is the bass guitar.
Yeah. That's
so what's your favorite to play?
I talk about this a lot with my students.
Do you?
They ask me that.
Yeah.
And like if I was on a desert island and I didn't have to worry about tuning and stuff, I think it would be the piano.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. But I probably play the guitar more than anything.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure, sure, sure. And of course, you're in a band.
Yep.
Rock Solid.
That's right.
Okay. Uh-huh. So tell me a little bit about that because I believe we have some other classmates in the band.
That's right.
Okay, tell me about that.
And in fact, the band before Rock Solid, I had different names, you know.
Yeah.
I think we were Joe Blow when we played at your wedding.
I think you were
Joe
Blow.
One of the coolest setups I've ever seen.
It was
amazing.
And to have you guys be there, it's so special. Dave and I still talk about that.
Plaza right there.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. That was great.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I loved it. It was amazing. We still have pictures, and I look back on that and such an awesome time. And you had your bride, Laura Jean, with you, and we were up on the rooftop overlooking the Alamo, and
that was
a special time.
It was beautiful.
And you guys were amazing. I mean, you just knocked it out of the park. Everybody loved
that
night. There was
some interesting. You had a lot of cool friends there, too.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, we did. A lot of Dave's Army Buddies flew in for that event, so it was
fun. Can't remember the one guy he's head coach at Kansas basketball.
Oh, yeah, Jacques Vaughn.
Jacques Vaughn, that's right.
Yeah, Jacques Vaughn and Laura. No, and on the float down the river, the rehearsal dinner, George Hill, who was actually the point guard at the time.
I don't
remember why he couldn't be there for the wedding, but he was able to be at the rehearsal dinner. So
what's your anniversary day?
Well, that's interesting that you say that. It's the one you're talking about is July 2nd. But we actually got married on April 12th. Dave had been deployed in Iraq and had flown back in, and I think he arrived in Colorado. And Stephen, my middle son, he had had a major surgery. He'd been in the hospital for a couple of weeks, and then I had my youngest son who had been having treatment at MD Anderson in Houston. And so I had to go pick up Jackson and bring him back, I think April 8th. And so on April 8th, I picked him up from Houston. Dave drove overnight through literally hours of driving from Colorado and got to San Antonio and picked Stephen up from the hospital, brought him home. I drove Jackson back on April 8th. And so that's when we converged at the house and then we got married down at the courthouse like 4 days later.
How about that?
Yeah. So crazy story.
And then did the party in July.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Exactly. Then we did the full blown wedding.
That was fantastic.
Yeah. Because we had a lot going, we had a little bit going on. So we were prepared to do the whole wedding at that time.
I remember at that wedding, nobody cares. Maybe you might care, bro. you know, we're doing our thing, playing rock music, and you and Dave start boogieing out towards the dance floor. Yeah. I'll never forget this. And you turned around and said, "Oh, just play some AC/DC, boys." And the fellas weren't too down with AC/DC, but I love them, man. I got a bunch of that. So I just said, "Hang around, watch this, guys." And they jumped right in, and we did a song called Overdose.
Yeah.
Sorry, but you guys dance your ass off for Overdose.
And it was amazing.
It was fun.
No, it was so fun. I mean, that whole night, literally, if I could bottle it, you
great.
Know, it would. Oh, it was amazing.
Plus, you overpaid us and did not send us a 1099. What a cool deal! I'm serious.
Are we past the statute of limitations?
Yeah,
on that?
We are. Uh-huh. I did extra time just in case I, you know,
just in case
get
yeah.
convicted.
So tell me a little bit more about the band that you're in now, Rock
yeah,
Solid, and
sure.
how did that evolve?
Man, it evolved from when I first started playing for the public. It was really with Jeff Kuwamura, yeah. one of my dear friends. You know Jeff,
oh,
he was the
I
other
love
vice
him.
President.
Oh, no, and, absolutely. He's amazing.
We'll throw a shout out to Sitterly Holmes. He's
yeah.
still over there.
Absolute,
he's retiring soon.
Absolutely.
And we... he was getting gigs for us that I wasn't good at that. Still, I don't enjoy that part. But one day he says, "Hey, we got a gig at Harrison's Boozery." And I'm...
Why do I know that? I know that name.
Callahan and Babcock.
Okay, I recognize that name for
yeah,
some
and
reason.
Yeah, I'm 15 years old, right? And you guys are 17 or whatever you are. And I said, "I don't know if that's going to work." Well, my dad was a policeman, so I told him about it. And he said, "Let me check it out." So he goes, it's one of them strip center bars.
Yeah.
And he said,
yeah.
"Y'all can play from 6 to 7, and then you got to get out of there."
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So for $50, we knew about 8 songs.
Yeah.
And luckily, one drunk, he made a request, and it happened to hit one of those 8. So we got a few extra bones, whatever it was. Anyway, over time, I got to do some things with some super big musicians. And after all of that time runs around, we come back to 45 years later. Me and Jeff playing at the beach, and pretty soon Gabe Garza
yeah.
is our bass player. Jimmy
yeah.
Springer plays drums sometimes.
Yeah.
Our classmate Dana Amaya's husband, Ed, plays guitar.
Awesome.
Laura Jean sings a couple featured
she
songs.
Has, yeah, she has a beautiful voice.
And it's all classic rock stuff.
Yeah.
Stones.
Back in our day.
Tom Petty. And
yes. You,
you
guys
know,
are awesome.
Steve
I
Miller.
Love coming out and listening anytime I can.
Man, we really get to play a place in Burney that's really nice to us called Salvador Dobbs. And the owner, Veronica Brown, is super nice to us. And because it's tough. There's a lot of guys that will play for not much money. And
yeah,
that
makes it tough.
The market unless
absolutely.
You know, have a little bit of a following. And
sure.
I mean,
sure.
I don't think people really care too much about what we're going to play. But
yeah.
we got a lot of friends.
Yeah.
That you know most of them.
Absolutely.
And they show up and... You know,
it's amazing.
It's nice to get paid, right, Matt? Talking to Matt
yes,
over here off
exactly.
camera.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
Lupa, AKA Lupus Thunder. So that
Lupus
was his
Thunder?
That was his rock name
Dude.
Back when he was in the Bloodhound Gang. So it's
you'll,
all full
they'll
circle. He'll
never find you, man, if you keep that name on the side like that. Way to go.
I know. No, seriously, just the story. I mean, the stories you guys could tell.
Let me tell one more if you don't mind.
Yeah, no, please. In fact,
world.
While you're,
yeah.
please tell the story because I'm gonna do another shot. So I All hope
right.
you're gonna join me.
Yeah, let's...
and we're gonna have the producers join as well. So
cool.
go ahead, tell your story, and then I'm gonna be, you know,
All right.
doing my thing.
When I was about 19 or something like that at Texas State, where you also
Oh yeah,
went.
Yeah, I did.
I had
I did.
One class, I think, with you, and I didn't even talk to you. I was afraid of you.
Was Kim. I ever there?
Probably not.
That's maybe why we didn't talk.
So I'm working at this bar at the Katy Station, and this guy shows up at that's real skinny. I don't know. It just was a rock star. And he's playing at this bar. We both had our first nights at this bar the same night. And we became best friends. His name is Les Moore. He had played all over California and New Orleans and Austin and... We became best friends, and I was lucky enough to become his piano player. And we got gigs that really taught me how to be be as a pro musician, you know, and dealing with this guy was amazing. Les Moore. He passed away about 2 weeks ago, and a lot of friends that he had that I wasn't aware of have been, you know, talking to me about what stories I could tell him and this and that. But anyway, this guy, Les Moore, was the ultimate professional, the best guitar player I'd ever known, the best songwriter, the best friend. He was just amazingly humble and amazingly talented, and that's a very strange combination.
Right.
He'd open for people like Van Morrison and Cat Stevens, David Bowie.
Wow.
I can just go on and on. Foghat.
Yeah.
A one-man gang with his guitar, man. And he just, he's just my hero. And so we'll be going to New Orleans for a celebration of life, I think they call it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. By the way, if I die before you guys, just know, don't be sad. But first, I want you to try to bring me back to life.
Okay.
You know, if you can do that.
I'm
if you can't, I think we just need Bob Dylan music at the
oh my
party.
Gosh, Tangled Up in Blues.
My favorite song of
me
all.
Me too.
Love that song.
And obsessed.
Love
yes.
it.
Yes.
Man,
no,
11
absolutely.
Verses of beautiful stuff.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I love that song.
No, absolutely.
Number one favorite.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
No. Well, let's toast to that. I do believe. Here we go.
Yeah.
On our trusted Feral and Fabulous shot glasses.
There we
cheers.
Go. Here's to
cheers,
you.
Producers.
Here's to you.
Katie, Matt at the helm.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Down the hatch.
Wow, that's tequila.
It's actually Platinum Patron.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And it's delicioso.
I guess so.
Yeah. No, it's, I think it all, doesn't it all come from cactus?
Yeah, agave.
Right, agave, yes.
I guess, I don't
no,
know.
No, I think you're right.
I
but
think
no, it's
in
my
Spanish
favorite.
That means God. Not really.
No, it
Dios.
Might. Yes, but it might.
Did you take Spanish know? In high school?
Yes.
Who was your teacher?
Oh, gosh. Mrs. She had such a...
The Jewish lady?
No, well...
Mrs. Mel?
Yes.
She was the best teacher I ever had.
Oh, my gosh, but she loved you guys. The reason she was your best teacher is because she would flirt with you guys.
Now, listen, I don't recall that
oh,
at all.
I'm sure you don't, but I will tell you, she
was so nice.
Oh, I bet she was. She wasn't yeah. to the girls in the
yeah.
class.
Yeah.
It was a whole different thing, but oh my gosh, she would flirt with all the boys in the class. And I mean, she was very attractive, dressed very well, but she would soiree down the, oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And so the boys were just like fascinated with her.
I guess so.
But that was a whole different world back then.
Yeah.
So anyway. Okay. So tell me, how did you get into music in the first place? Like what was that? Because I think you even played in high school, right? Didn't you do the talent show? Wasn't that didn't you guys do Stairway to Heaven?
Wow. Yeah. We wrote it. We thought we had written it and found out through a lawsuit that somebody had already covered it or something. I don't know.
My God.
I
hate when that happens.
Oh, I should have known. When I was really young, I played the drums and the violin and the piano when I was real young.
Yeah.
And the violin's the hardest one of all of them, really. And I'm not very good at all on it. Laura Jean got me an electric violin that I rarely ever even touch it. I run out of gas at the end of the day. Anyway, as I grew older, my mom would want me to practice 30 minutes on each instrument. And so I got a lawyer, Mr. Cohen, and I said, Mr. Cohen, say hi to my mom. We're going to have to talk about this, right?
required negotiation.
Yeah. And whatever I said to my mom, you know, helped set the foundation of, look, this is an art, and the passion that I have for it is fluid, so be cool.
Yeah.
And by the time I was 15, my dad calls me into the room, and he says, look at what I got your brother for Christmas. And he would show me my brother's stuff, and he'd show my brother my stuff to see if he needs to make any adjustments. Right?
Oh, wow.
And I said, my brother doesn't want the guitar. give him whatever the hell I got in there. I don't give a crap what it is. Put the guitar in the other spot. And so I got the guitar. And then from then on, I just, you know, just, I used to make fun of the ukulele. And I've had so many fifth grade girls ask me about it that I bought one, learned it, and now I teach that too.
That's crazy.
But that's, you know, just like I said earlier, we grew up, some of us, I don't know about you, Matt, but if you took piano lessons from Mrs. Smith, that was her lane.
Yes, right.
And my lane.
And that's how it was.
And all of my students play more than one instrument, which, you know, not only helps my business, but those kids and adults too. I see a bunch of grown-ups, some of them in their almost 80.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's so exciting. Yeah, I Ms. love
Joyce
this.
Is 82 years old.
Oh
man.
My gosh, that's yeah. so cool.
So, you know, it's just a special thing to
it is.
To have for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you take music when you was a kid?
Yeah, I actually played guitar.
Oh, really?
I used yeah. to be in a band called the Cool Cats.
What?
And we used to play at
you
the
spell
Art
it with a K.
No,
it wasn't that cool then.
It wasn't that cool. No. Well, cool may have been with a K, but the Cats was with a C.
Okay.
But we used to play on the Arneson River Theater.
What?
And so, yeah, my brother Eric was. This is obviously he was young, and he used to play the maracas, you know. And then my brother Shane, who you yeah. know, was yeah. on the drums. I was the lead guitarist and the vocalist.
What?
And so we used to play. I don't know if you remember this song, Ruby. You know, Ruby, Don't Take Your Love to Town.
Oh, yeah. Kenny Rogers.
Kenny
or
Rogers.
Yeah.
Yes.
And not Ruby Tuesday, which is way better by the Stones.
Exactly.
I
we
love
didn't
that
do
song.
That one.
Gosh.
But we used to play down on that. Yeah. And I did the guitar and all that kind of stuff. So,
well, you
yeah.
get, when you look like my wife or you, it's easier to get gigs at
no,
Audison than, you know, me playing at Texaco stations.
No,
around
I
Texas.
Was like, I was like 12. So,
oh,
I
really?
Mean, yeah, no, I was like 12. Eric was 6.
Where did you
Shane
get lessons
nine.
Or who taught you?
I honestly don't.
Dagbert Music?
No, I honestly don't recall. Yeah. But I just remember.
Oh, that was ages ago.
Yeah,
right?
It was ages ago. And I used to play classical gas on my
what?
On the guitar.
What?
And then Malaguena. I don't know.
Sure.
Do you remember
Malaguena?
Yeah,
sure.
Do you remember that? Okay, yeah. I used to play that as well. And so I used to write music and all that kind of stuff.
Wow,
and then,
I didn't know that, Kim.
And then as I got older.
Is this true?
Yeah. I mean,
we don't
yeah.
have fact checkers in this
yeah,
thing?
No. Well, here's the thing. Well, the public will be fact checkers, I guess.
Yeah, I'm going to make up stuff then.
They'll call
then.
Us
yeah.
on our BS, you
yeah.
know. But no, Eric, like I said, that was Eric's start into music when he used to be out at the Arneson River Theater, you know, with
how
his little, yeah.
Maracas.
Uh-huh.
Not mm-hmm. the sax.
No. No, 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 no. That's how he started.
How
he
about
was
that?
Out there, yeah. And we may even have, I think we have on, you know, the old, what is it, 8mm or
yeah.
whatever. You know,
Super 8s, whatever.
Whatever it was,
yeah.
we have that on camera where we were playing down at the Arneson
wow,
River
that's
Theater.
A good gig,
yeah,
man.
So we actually have documentation in case anybody wants to kind of come for us.
No, we don't believe
that.
It anyway. We're not going to look at that.
Exactly.
Well, wow.
One of the things I do want to talk to you about
yeah.
is... In all of the other things that you do is your power washing business because
yeah.
that has been such a huge thing over the years for me.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't tell you how many homes I've been able to sell because of the
sure.
work that you did up front to get that home
you
looking
amazing. Big, nice homes.
No,
too,
and the
man.
Thing is,
not-
is that I think people don't realize the substantial difference that it makes when you have a
sure.
beautifully power washed home.
Yeah.
In the photos, it makes like night and day difference.
Yeah.
And so I have such an appreciation for that. And I can honestly tell you this, and we've kind of talked about it a little bit. There is nobody that I have ever referred to you for either a music lesson
yeah.
or a power wash job, either one. And this is, goes back, I don't even remember how many years, so you'll have to tell me what that is because you have a better memory. You're younger. You have a better memory than me. But I honestly have never had anybody not totally satisfied with the work that you did. And of course, this is going to go out there and you've done lots of work for a lot of people. And they absolutely, at the end of the day, were like, oh my gosh, you were amazing. And so.
Well, thanks, man. And you know what? It's kind of unusual that about, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago, Laura Jean and I were thinking about listing our house.
Yeah.
And, we were going to downsize,
yeah,
right? And
right.
my sweetheart says to me, She says, I'm cool with downsizing as long as our house is at least this big. And I said, well, that's not how
it works.
It's going to work that way. But you met us and at the house, and the first thing on my checklist was power wash everything.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So I didn't even own one. I called my buddy Tom Graber.
Are you kidding?
I borrowed his. I power washed. We live on a corner, so it's a big lot and lots of stuff to flat work. And it looked so good. I said, we're not selling this crib. This is just too cool.
I did not know this story.
Yeah. And when I did that, I talked to you about it. And, you know, I wasn't seeing 50 people a week 10 years ago.
Understand.
Right?
Understand.
In fact, I was working at School of Rock for some of that. By the way, School of Rock is a great place.
Yes, absolutely.
My friends Andy and Michelle are there, and they do great things for people.
Yes.
Some of my students go there for summer camps.
Oh, cool.
I love them. They've been nice to me, and I love them.
That's fantastic.
So anyway, once I called you back about that, I started getting these huge, huge houses that were about to be listed.
Yes.
And over time, that's kind of evolved. I remember I did Boris Diaw. I did somebody else.
You
I don't
did.
Know.
Yeah, you've done a lot of different houses
coach
over the
Pop,
years.
I met him that day, and I said, man, let me fix your free throws, coach. What? Yeah, we're a terrible free throw shooting team, right? And Pops, he's in his drawers and stuff. And I said, man, you got a minute? And he says, yeah. I said, well, look, Pop, if you notice, Karl Malone and John Stockton, they're about 90% shooters. After they shoot a free throw, they don't step back and high five everybody. They stay right where they're at. It's a 10-foot putt, 15, really. And he says, that's a good idea, man, but I don't think they'll do it. I said, I don't know, man. Tell them to stay there. Don't high-five anybody. Just give me the ball back. Right?
Yeah.
Anyway, so we stayed at 68% shooting or whatever. Anyway.
If only they'd have listened.
Shoot. That business evolved in such a way that I don't even get days off now. I mean, with music, I work
every single day. Well, I know, and you're here today.
Yeah,
I mean,
I've got
so
stuff tonight.
Trust me.
I had a lesson this morning.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, Alice, you were great today.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, a nice lady that's a physical therapist.
Oh, very cool. Yeah. Very cool.
So I keep good track of these numbers in case I need to have those available.
Yeah. Exactly.
And so I started overbidding, except on your stuff, right? If anybody needed power washing, I would give them a huge number. And they'd say, okay, how about Tuesday? Can we do it Tuesday? And I go, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
so
I totally
I'm lucky
get that
I've only done a handful in the last couple of years. But I ain't going to say no to you, Cam. Don't
understand.
Worry. Understand. Yeah.
Thank you.
You got
Thank
it.
You. And you know what? One of the ones that you did for me not too long ago, last year actually, is closing next week.
Which one was that?
It's Meadowood.
I probably shouldn't tell the story about the German guy then, should I? Right? You know what I'm talking about?
Tell it.
Yikes. So Kim sends me this guy's going to list his house right at the corner of Huebner and something, but it's kind of a long driveway, whatever. And I said, hey man, about $500. And he goes, how about 400? No, you know, you can, somebody else to do a discount deal.
Yeah.
500. How about 450? The number's 500, Franz. You know what I mean?
So yes.
Anyway, we make the deal. I do his driveway, and he's happy. In fact, he says, Gladys, go get the money. She comes back, and he goes, how about 400? I said, come on, man. How about 450? Bro, the number is $500. I said, tell you what, give me 495 and tell Gladys that you won. And he goes, okay, so take the money, go home. He sends an email to you and me.
Oh, yeah,
saying,
absolutely.
I'm not happy.
Yeah.
This ain't perfect or something crazy, right?
Yeah.
And first I want to respond.
Here's the thing. Gardens of Greystone. I remember.
There you go.
I drove by. Right on the corner.
On the corner.
Right up against
Blanco. Yep, that's right. The wall.
Blanco Road. Yep.
So check this out, man, this is ridiculous. This is not a, you don't want to do this, but I did it.
Stories from the road.
Right. I want to write and say, look, Jack Blank Wagon, you liked it when I was there.
Yeah.
But I said, I'll come back and do the whole thing over again. Cause I don't want nobody messing with you saying, hey, it didn't work out. Make you a liar about everybody loved it. Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, I go back over there and he's standing there right beside me. I start at the top and I'm, you know, a third of the way down. It takes no time to do one that's spotless.
Been done.
Right?
Exactly.
I keep looking at you, Matt, really like you know what I'm doing, talking about.
Perfection.
Say hi to Matt and Kate.
No,
that's Kate over there.
He knows the story.
He knows the story?
Oh, he's been with me 14 years.
He knows this part of the story too?
Maybe.
All right.
Maybe.
So I'm doing this. I've got a knee brace on for fun, you know, and I'm working my magic over here and I decide to clutch my chest like this. And this guy went from being a to, are you okay? What can I do for you? And I'm faking this heart attack in front of this homeowner thinking this will ease the pain a little bit. And he says, are you okay? And I said, let me just get to the shade, Franz.
On a cloudy day.
Mr. Whatever. And I feel a little funny telling you that story because you're my best close friend. I've told that story to people and they said, are you serious? Yeah. And I said, man, once I did this, the dude loosened up about everything.
Yeah.
That's not the way to do that. Right, Kate? Anyway, I finished, and it took me a couple of years before I took you aside and told you that story because I thought, what kind of an idiot would pull that stunt like that?
I know.
And
some people have to just win.
I know, and I feel bad for those people because, you know.
It was just, all good.
That's not the only time that poor Gladys had to watch him, you know, negotiate with me or whatever her name was. I don't know a German
But you know what
name,
the moral Fraulein. Of the story is? We sold that property and he got top dollar for it.
Good.
So it's all good because again, power washing makes a huge difference
Made
in
a
how
difference.
A property presents.
So if you need power washing, call somebody else. Right?
Exactly.
I got a brand new one in the, you know,
it's
the
still got the wrapper on
it. Oh, it's brand new. The last one I got, somebody was listing a house. This was probably 5 months ago.
Okay.
And I get over there and the machine won't start. And I go, oh man, my plan was when this quits working, I do too. And then it would start and it would go for 5 minutes and then stop. And anyway, I had to replace that machine to finish her house to list this perfect machine.
Yeah.
Yeah. So brand new.
Awesome.
I can't say no.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Final question.
Yeah.
I want to know, what do you and Laura Jean like to do for fun? Like how do you de-stress? Like what do you guys do if you want to just chill?
Man, you know what we do a lot is, including today, we are new grandparents. So baby Carlos his name.
Oh.
We see him Tuesday, Thursday, Friday.
Oh my God.
Our daughter Sierra works at the hospital as a sonogram lady.
Oh, wow.
From 3 to midnight.
Okay.
So she brings him about 2 o'clock. And then Luis, that owns Airspeed AC and Heating, he's been waiting for me to plug that too.
Oh, that's awesome. Coming. I love it. Absolutely. Plug away.
We get to see Carlo from about 2 to 6:30 or something.
Is that not heaven?
I love it.
Me too.
I
Grandkids
love
are
it.
Life. No,
Fantastic,
seriously.
Fantastic, man.
Totally agree.
I push all my money over to that guy, whatever he needs.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
Trust me. I have that t-shirt in several sizes and colors.
Sure. Yeah. How many grandkids you have?
I have 2 granddaughters.
Yeah.
I have Vivian, who's 16 and driving.
Yep.
And then I have Gabby, who's 12 and just my little Gabalicious.
Sure.
And they are life. So yeah, I get that.
Fantastic.
It is fantastic. Right? Wait till they start talking back and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, he's almost 11 months old.
So yeah, so he may start soon.
He just yells at me right now. But I put him on the piano every day, and he goes nuts.
Oh no, I love it.
Crazy.
One other thing I just realized, I do want to give you guys a shout out because you guys, I'm so like impressed, indebted, all of that stuff. Since we graduated in 1977 from Holmes High School, you know, go Huskies.
Yeah.
You guys have, along with Jeff, I there's too many people to even name, and you probably could name them a lot better than I could, have honored our classmate, Bill Ludikowski, with his foundation.
Yeah.
And I have, over the years since we graduated, provided so many scholarships to deserving students out there. That to me, every year when you talk about the gathering that we usually do in July, you know, to honor that, you guys, and again, I say you guys because you all, Jeff, I know, has headed it up in many ways, and Candy, and like I said, there are too many people for me to even know who all has been involved. It so impressed me how dedicated everybody from that class and the group of you guys that have made that happen.
Yeah.
Just amazing. And so I feel like I know it's getting ready to kind of like button up and come to an end with our 50th high school reunion.
Yes. So.
But I know hard to believe, but I mean, thank you guys. I just, you know, and like I said, if you could name them all, I would give you all the credit because I can't. I do know several of the people involved.
Sure.
But anyway,
something about
amazing.
That kind of was a an adhesive to the humans involved. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And really kind of what happened was Bill sat right across from me in the football dressing room. And one day in spring of our 11th grade year, before we were seniors, he had what looked like a hernia on his abdomen.
Right.
And I said, Bill, that looks like a hernia, dude. Does that hurt? And he goes, I don't know, man. It's a little bit odd. But that day in spring practice, he kind of hurt his neck just in a play. And they were cautious, you know.
Yeah.
He's a big dude.
Sure.
And they took him to Wilford Hall and found cancer had really taken over his body.
Right.
He lived for about another year.
Yeah.
And we've raised, I'm going to barely exaggerate this number, but it's close to 500 grand.
Yeah. No. You should say that number because
it's
incredible.
A bunch.
Yeah, it is.
And I think this coming July, I talked to Jeff last night, in fact, and I think we're going to wrap it up in July for, I don't know how many years we've been doing it, but
a long time.
A bunch. Paul Thornton has been the banker involved.
Absolutely.
And a lot of people involved, but Jeff has really been
heading it up.
Yeah. I did it at the beginning, and I wasn't good with, I'm not a people person.
Oh,
and I used to be, but people ruined that, so. I said, Jeff, please take this over. And he's got so many cool contacts.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He's fantastic.
He is.
He's really
a
great dude.
Absolutely.
I hope he'll retire in November so we can hang out more.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, thank you so much for this part of the podcast. And we're going to start the next part, which is the Feral or Fabulous. So stay tuned.
All right.
Okay. Welcome to the Feral or Fabulous part of the podcast. We have Bobby Joe Harlow, who is going to be here. Grab your paddle.
Yep.
We've already tequila'd up. So I've got some things for you, and you're going to tell me by the show of the paddle whether you think they are feral or fabulous.
Do we need to talk about what those terms mean?
Yes.
All right.
Well, what you think about them. Are you ready?
What's feral mean then if fabulous is fantastic?
Well, but here's the thing. That's the thing about feral or fabulous.
Yeah.
Feral can mean, it can mean feral like wild or weird.
Sure.
It can mean not good. But like I had Kelly Pearson on and she, I gave her
Kelly
Matthew
Pearson.
McConaughey. Yes.
I don't know.
Okay. I had her on and I gave her Matthew McConaughey. I didn't actually give her Matthew McConaughey, but that was the...
You spoke those words.
I spoke those words and she said feral, but in a good way because feral can mean kind of wild in a good way.
Sure.
Okay.
A bit of an enigma.
Exactly. So feral can be good.
All right.
Or it can be not so good. But fabulous can be obviously fabulous. But I've had some people say fabulous, like eye roll, fabulous. Meaning everybody thinks it's fabulous, but not so much.
I gotcha.
So you can go either way.
And you're going to read off some names here?
No, I'm going to. Yes.
All right.
So the first one is.
Do I win money here? What do we do?
Well, we'll have to raise some really quick.
Okay.
I'll have to slip you some. Well, maybe we can get you a rebate from the IRS.
Thank you.
Back when I didn't 1099 or something like that. Exactly. Okay. Oysters.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Sure.
Oh, my God.
Now, I just watched a documentary about food that says, be careful.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just going to tell you, careful. This is maybe these guys would I think you would remember 3 years ago, Dave and I got norovirus.
Oh, no.
From oysters.
There you go. See that?
Dave had eaten some tainted Galveston oysters.
Sure.
And I ended up in the hospital. It was not good.
Man.
Not good. No. So when people say oysters, I'm like, no, thank you. With all caps.
How do you be careful?
You
go, can I have a cracker underneath that? Or what are we doing?
Exactly. I don't know. But yeah, I get it. I mean, my husband loves them as
oysters?
Well.
Fried oysters?
No.
No?
I don't want anything that's that anxious to get down my throat.
Okay,
I'm sorry. I'm just,
All right.
No, thank you. Okay. Thunder.
Thunder's fabulous too.
Okay. I love it. But you some people are actually very afraid of thunder.
Well, it creates, secondary problems within my primary life that, if the dog freaks out.
Yes.
Or.
Exactly.
You know.
Yes.
It's
it can
such
be a thing.
Awesome.
I agree.
Sound,
I agree. I love the whole thing.
Like a big bass note.
Yeah. No, you're right. Exactly. You can relate
kick drum
to music.
Right?
Exactly. No, I love it as well. Okay. Cooking.
Cooking is fabulous.
Okay.
I'm just a positive dude, man.
No, you are.
Yeah.
That's the one thing I can tell you is that no matter what, you can turn anything into a positive
thing. I hope so. I married an iron chef, so Laura Jean's incredible, man. Right now, right this moment.
Is she cooking?
From yesterday, there is chicken and dumplings, jambalaya, meatloaf, mashed potatoes.
Are you kidding?
Rolling, bro.
Oh, yum.
Yeah. I used to weigh about 3 bills. And
no way.
I got that weight loss patch. Have you seen that?
No.
It goes right here. Like that.
I was going to say, are you what we call it being on the juice? Are you on the juice?
No.
I want the juice. I mean,
she's great.
I can't take the juice. I'm just so
frustrated. No, I don't. I got buddies that take the juice.
Yeah.
And
I'm all about the juice. I just can't. My body doesn't like the juice.
I haven't tried that. No, I don't.
I tried it one time and it shot my blood pressure up. So I can't take it. Sad. Yeah.
They said I was too young to use it.
You are. You are too young. You're
you know
always
how old
too
I
young.
Am? Do you have any idea?
Well, I do.
Take a number. What is it?
I'm going to say you're 65.
That's right.
Okay.
Born in 60.
I know.
I used to rub that in when we were in school because a year younger than you guys
felt like. You always made us all feel terrible because we felt like we were so old compared
now
to you.
Now it's like that far.
I know, but it doesn't feel that way. It still feels like you're the baby of the group, you know? So.
And Katie is.
She is. So I will tell you, today she is the baby of the group. Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Rap.
Rap's fabulous too, man.
Oh my gosh, you surprised me on that. I did not think you were going to say that.
Man.
And I love rap.
I do too, in a different way, I think is how I would say that. In other words, there's plenty of songs that, first of all, Bob Dylan's my hero.
Oh my gosh.
You want to think about a rapper, that dude had plenty to say in rhymes and rhythm and cadence still to this day. One of the coolest songs that you might not have heard yet, I think it's called Murder Most Foul, and it's Bob Dylan singing about the JFK assassination.
No way.
About a 17-minute song, and it's a masterpiece.
How did I not know that?
Well, there's so many out there. But
okay.
We do a lot of medleys in the Bobby Joe Harlow and Rock Solid band that include Eminem and Beck.
Oh, I love that. I love Eminem.
More Eminem.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love him.
When are you playing next? I know this
We're playing March the 14th. I think it's a Saturday at Salvador Dobbs, right on River Road.
Oh my gosh, I'm
We
in
do about
Houston.
8:45. Then we play May the 17th.
Okay.
I'll send you all the
Please,
numbers.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No,
or you can go to BobbyJoeHarlow.com and they're all listed there.
Oh my God. Yeah. Okay.
So we make stuff up.
No.
I have the worst booking agent though. Have you ever guys use a booking agent, right? Right. My booking agent texted me the other day, says, "You guys want to open for Prince or Tom Petty?" And I said, you're not even serious, man. Answer the phone. Poor guy.
I love it. Oh my gosh. Seriously. Yeah. Okay, are
so
you
am
ready?
Am I getting these right so far?
You are. Okay. You have 100% so far.
Okay,
so,
I'm ready.
Okay. Yeah. Poetry.
Oh, you got to be, man.
Yeah.
The greatest poet ever is Bob Dylan.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Greatest
Absolutely.
Ever.
Absolutely. Yeah. Love it.
And I get people that say to me, you know, look, in fact, I played some gig one time, Kim, and we take a break, and this dude walks up, and he goes, "Hey, man, you do that Neil Young, Tom Petty, and Bob Dylan stuff really great." I said, "You just picked the three worst singers in the history of mankind, and including Bob." But when I listen to Bob Dylan songs, there's a sincerity to what he's saying.
Yeah.
And if you can follow along with the story,
Tangled
he believes what he's saying. And it's such a really vivid imagery that
love it.
Overtakes me, man.
No, I love it. No, I'm with you. Me. And we haven't had that conversation before. I love
I didn't know
Bob
you
Dylan.
Knew about that stuff.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Me either. So it's
I'll send you that Murder Most Foul. You check that out.
Oh my gosh.
You're going to want to read along with the lyrics.
Oh, I can't wait. Oh my gosh. You know, anything involving murder, you know, I don't know.
Yeah,
it's
man.
A thing.
didn't he wear a Nobel Prize?
I don't know.
Yeah, last year, right?
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. What? Yeah. Producers are nodding, so apparently that must be a thing.
Oh, my God. He couldn't take off to go to the ceremony, so, So he sent Patti Smith from, you know, old days.
Wow,
yeah,
okay.
You should check that out on YouTube.
I will.
She does a song
Oh my
of
gosh.
Bob's, and
I did not
she
know that.
Stops right in the middle of it and has to restart and said, "I'm kind of nervous, man. This is Bob Dylan stuff."
I love it.
It's fantastic.
My gosh.
Yeah.
Okay, last one.
All right.
And I swear to you, when I give you this, I did not know, obviously, piano.
Man.
No, I can show you here.
There you go, man.
I did not know.
You didn't
I
know
literally...
I played the piano either, did you?
No.
Probably not.
No. I didn't.
No.
And let me tell you a story.
Yeah.
I was on the phone with my son, Jackson, who's going to be taking lessons from you soon, till about 1 o'clock in the morning this morning.
Today.
This morning. And we were talking about your Feral or Fabulous. And I said that, hey, I'm going to have Bobby Joe on. I said, you know, I'm trying to work on the Feral or Fabulous. I said, give me some ideas. This one. And a couple of the other ones are Jackson's.
How about that?
No, he
does
said.
I never met Jackson.
No,
did
I don't think so. I don't think so.
I don't think so.
And again, he's my baby giant, 6'8". I mean, once you meet him, you'll remember him. But he gave me he said, no, ask him about piano. Because I said, I'm going to have him teach you guitar. You know, we're talking about all that kind of stuff. He goes, ask him about the piano. I was like, okay. So obviously.
Desert Island.
Yeah.
Favorite one, yeah.
Yeah. So you like the piano.
Yeah, I do.
Awesome.
I love it.
Well, you have been the best, as always,
Thanks,
as I
Kim.
Knew you would be. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks
and
for having
we really
me.
Appreciate it. Like, so much fun. And
appreciate you guys too, man. Appreciate you.
They're the best.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to our latest episode of Feral and Fabulous, and we will see you next time. Keep on keeping on. Bye.